So who are we? You've listened to us. Some of you have listened to us for years. Some of you have just found us recently. However you have done so, thank you very much. We appreciate that. We are on year after year. The show we'll talk about a little bit more in segment four, but the show is self-funded. That meaning we don't have an agency that we say, hey, we need this much dollar value in order to get on these radio stations. We raise that ourselves through the sponsors you hear each and every week. So we don't do this 24/7. Well, we sort of did do this 24/7 for a while until it got to the point where we knew we couldn't do it for 24/7 anymore.
We did this 24/7?
The gardening stuff.
Oh.
YouTube and garden talks and
and
the radio.
Well, it wasn't even 24/7. It was like, it was... Yeah, I guess it was, aside from our full-time jobs.
Well, yeah, you still have a full-time job. This is my full-time job, acquiring the sponsors, doing the show, editing the show, all the stuff that goes along with that. People may not be aware that it takes a lot of time in order to produce a one-hour weekly show. Now, for those people who have a radio show or think that they can produce or create a one-hour radio show and it'd be great, it's not going to be great. You've got to put time into it. It's not going to be great. If you want people to regularly tune in, regularly download your podcast, you can't have junk. It's got to be, you know, if you want junk, turn on any TV station or whatever radio station show you want to, and you can find that. It's not hard to find that. There's a lot of that around. It's hard to find good quality programming, TV, video, or radio podcast. And that's what we strive for. We are only as good as our last show. So we did do this for quite some time.
It wasn't like... It was just, we kind of pared it back. We slowed things down in a way.
We prioritized.
Because we were, I don't know, I think we were burnt out. And I hate to say it, but the pandemic helped us slow down. And we're not giving three talks a week.
In our local area in southeast Wisconsin, we were in 2019, we were doing between, I'm going to say it was early March to June, 30 to 40.
That one year we did like 40 talks.
48, yeah. I think we did 44 talks in two and a half, 3 months.
Yeah.
We were doing it, and there was times where Holly would work during the day, and we would do a talk Monday night, Tuesday night. I would go do a talk on Wednesday afternoon at a business, and then we would do a talk Wednesday night. We were doing 4 talks in 3 days. And it was...
I don't want to go back to that.
No.
And I think part of it is also like, not that we have slowed down because we have different hobbies.
Well, let's talk about our hobbies. Yeah. People don't want to know about what we used to do or our sad story here because everybody's got a sad story.
It's not a sad story, but I think that our interests, because
we're getting older.
We're getting older, and we don't have the energy to go do 40 talks in 3 months.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you are a belly dancer. You are a yoga teacher. You have a yoga instructor certificate. What?
I'm not like a professional belly dancer.
No, you're not like on TV or anything, but you find enjoyment in that recreation, that hobby.
Yeah, it's a newer journey for me. I started, I think, in February of this year, and I do take weekly classes. And
it is what you see on TV, the little cling, cling, clings and the little bells around the waist. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think it's called a sash. But yeah, and the cling cling clings are called zills.
The little symbols on your fingers.
Yeah,
okay.
I have some. So yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. And it's not just the classes. It's the studio I go to is very...
The atmosphere.
The atmosphere, very welcoming, very like friendly. Everybody's welcome to join type of thing. And I think the next time I have an opportunity to perform, I'm going to.
Okay.
Depending on when it is.
Well, people who watch our videos or know anything about it, you're not a tiny girl, but that proves...
That doesn't mean anything. Exactly.
That's where I'm going with it.
Anybody can belly dance.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
That you don't have to meet a certain criteria in order to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
mean, if you're going to tightrope walk or something like that, you might want to scale down a little bit if you're on the bigger side, if you're going to go skimming across a cable.
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean.
I know.
There's you create the limitations for what you want to do.
Right.
You create that. And if people are, and the people who don't want you to do something are the people that want to do what you're doing.
They're the haters. That's hater mentality.
Okay, that's fine. You also do yoga.
Yeah.
And you have a certificate of yoga instructing. You could instruct yoga if you chose to.
Yeah, it's a group fitness instructor yoga certificate. And I got that in, I think, 2021.
Yeah.
And I haven't done much with it just because I didn't want another job.
Mm-hmm. And that you could have turned that into a part-time job that was made money.
Right. And I still could. I just have chosen not to because I wanted to.
You've got enough responsibility.
Things. Right. And it was just something that I wanted to do for myself and get that accomplishment.
And we both work from home. Holly does a corporate job from home. And then I do the radio show.
I do a very corporate job.
Yeah, and then I work on the radio show that you see here and read about. Weekly.
And I'm a gym rat.
You go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then we also have a secondary YouTube channel. We have our main YouTube channel, which we started back in 2011. Anything you want to learn how to grow, it's on that channel. And every video, every radio show and segment of radio show since we began in 2017 is on the channel, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener YouTube. Our second channel is Time by the Tent. And that's where we have focused a lot of our extra time on, not the production value of the YouTube, but camping and recreation in the woods. We do document our weekly camping vlogs. We have purchased some property in the north woods of Wisconsin. We did that in the middle of the summer, and we have enjoyed that quite a lot. And that's kind of where...
Not the south woods.
No, there's no such thing as down here in the South Woods. Now, maybe there is. I don't know. We've never heard it. But the North Woods of Minnesota, the North Woods of Wisconsin, the upper UP, you know, it's always north.
There's even like North Woods of like Maine and stuff.
Yeah, because the show, the North Woods, whatever that Hunter DNR show is.
Yeah.
So we've spent a lot of time there. We got a tent property that we've constructed. You can follow that journey on Time by the Tent on YouTube. Very, very documentary type of videos in length that you can kind of follow.
It's called Peaceful Pines.
That's the name of the property that we've established. Yes, we put that name out and we created that name and created the name and got a sign. So camping,
I made the sign
and
I craft.
You craft, yes.
Yeah.
And I hunt. Some of you may not find that to be ethical. That is something that I grew up with. Got away from it for 18 years. We bought the property.
15 years.
Not 18. 2008, 7, yeah. Something like that. Got back into it. Now I'm trying to relearn everything that I have forgotten. So that is a journey there. But it's a very unique piece of property. It's part of 1.5 million acres of a national forest in the north woods of Wisconsin. So quite a large chunk of land that we've got. We didn't buy 1.5 million. We've got a small snippet of that. So we do garden. We do have a garden. You can see that on the YouTube videos, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.
And we're not going to, you know, not garden or not do this, but the garden was becoming, I think, kind of overwhelming for us both.
Well, we've interviewed people on the camping channel for... You know, other campers and other camping, you know, permanent campsites. We started the YouTube channel, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener, as a hobby, and then it morphed into an occupation, which turned into a radio program, which turned into a business. So then we started camping because Holly grew up camping. I grew up hunting and land, you know, hunting and camping and all that. We had to get back to that in order to get away from the hobby that became a job. So we created another hobby, which is the camping.
Right. And I still don't even... I remember years ago asking if you wanted to go camping and you had no interest. So I'm not sure where the shift came from.
Well, we had to get the business. We, you know... You had to make the business work.
Is that what it was?
Well, you just can't start, you know, 9 things. You got to get something off and going and building a...
So you want to get gardening first done and then you want to camp?
Well, the camping wasn't going to pay the bills.
Oh.
You gotta.
So you had like a 10-year plan?
Well, no, I didn't have a 10-year plan. Didn't know what that was. What's your 10-year plan? I'll get up tomorrow. If that happens, then we'll figure out what we're doing tomorrow.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Okay.
But that's a little bit about who we are. If you got questions, you can certainly email us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
But I think it's helpful for people to know that we are whole people outside of this. Yeah, it's not our only thing.
There are people in the gardening world that they eat, breathe, sleep, and roll in gardening 24/7. And I'm not going to name them, but I know several of them that's all they do, at least from what they put out, they publish what they do. It just seems like they don't have anything else, but that's all they do.
Right. And that's fine for them. But you and I have a plethora of interests and hobbies.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Phylum Bioproducts, Holly. The winter is near. The yard has been forgotten. Please don't forget your yard. Otherwise, you're going to have problems next year with Japanese beetles.
Yeah, just because it's fall, we don't want to forget about our yards and those Japanese beetles either. They may be gone, but they're not far away. Not only did they feast on your roses and berries this summer, they laid eggs in your turf so they can start again next year. You take a stand with Phylum's Grub Gone. Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT granule that specifically targets scarab pests and their larvae. Simply apply the granule with a spreader, irrigate into the soil, and let the naturally occurring bacteria do its job.
Not only is Grub Gone easy to use, but it's the only non-chemical choice that effectively controls the grubs. And the best part about it, it's non-toxic to bees and other pollinators. You can find all that information at grubgone.com or phylumbioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.